KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's mostly clear and 52 degrees in Atlantic. Our overnight low was 50 degrees, and we look forward to be sunny today with a high of 81. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. In Southwest Iowa news, an official with a major employer in Hamburg has confirmed rumors that a portion of its factory will close this fall. Teresa Paulson with ConAgra Foods said in an email to the media Wednesday evening, the company will close its microwave popcorn facility in Hamburg this October and transfer that portion of its operations to the company's other popcorn facilities. The Hamburg plant produces Orville Redenbacher's and Act II microwave popcorn. The move will result in a loss of 95 jobs at the Hamburg plant. In her email, Paulson said those employees were notified of the company's plans in meetings held Wednesday. She also said that ConAgra Foods is committed to providing benefits and services that will help employees transition from the company. In the meantime, Paulson says the bulk popcorn processing and packaging plant will remain open in Hamburg, where some 45 employees will continue to work. Chris Whitehair, ConAgra's vice president of operations for the snacks division, said in a written statement, they wish the decision was not necessary, especially given the challenges the Hamburg community has faced this summer, with reference to the flooding. He also said that while the people in Hamburg have worked hard to maintain normal operations in the midst of historic flooding, the company needed to find a more efficient and economically viable option to producing its product. KJAN News Time is 7:08.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans, trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. 243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your AC inspection today for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. The Adams County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that a couple from Corning had been arrested Tuesday afternoon on drug charges. 32-year-old Jeremy Goodson and 25-year-old Don Falkowski were taken into custody at around 3:45 p.m. at their residence in Corning. Goodson and Falkowski each faced charges that include possession of drug paraphernalia, manufacturing marijuana, and child endangerment. The couple was being held Wednesday in the Adams County Jail. Employees of the Cass County Conservation Service invite you to join them this morning for a cleanup effort at the West Nottoway Wildlife Area. AmeriCorps Habitat Specialist Rebecca Karsh said today from 9 a.m. until noon, the conservation staff and other volunteers will be working to cut down invasive cedar trees to improve the grassland habitat for pheasants and quail. Karsh said they're looking for as many volunteers as they can get, and you don't have to spend the entire 3 hours offering your assistance. She says you can come anytime between 9 a.m. and noon and stay as long as you can.
We're just going to be asking people that have chainsaws and know how to use them to come out and help cut down some trees. And for those people that can't, that's fine. They can just help drag some trees off to the side so we can get the area ready to be seeded down to natives to help improve the habitat out there for pheasants and quail.
The cedar and other trees are being removed, according to Karsh, for a couple of reasons.
Trees out there in general, they're not good because they prevent us from seeding the area down to natives, native grasses and wildflowers. And then also trees are areas where predators can hide out and kind of lurk in waiting to kill any birds that may be out there.
If you can't bring a chainsaw to help cut down the trees but still wish to volunteer your time, be sure and bring along a pair of gloves, some bottled water, long-sleeved shirt and pants, because you'll be helping to drag those cut trees off to the side, as she mentioned. The West Nottoway Wildlife Area is located 4 miles south and 2 miles west of Messina on Victoria Road in the Edna Township here in Cass County. The public land is available for a wide variety of activities.
Absolutely, and it's not just hunting. I mean, people can recreate out there any way they choose, if they want to do picnics or, you know, just spend some time out there. That's public land that they can use for their own enjoyment.
If you have any questions about the cleanup effort taking place this morning, you can call Rebecca Karsh at 243-3180 here in Atlantic, extension 134. Applications are currently being accepted for the annual America's Farmers Grow Communities program, sponsored by the Monsanto Corporation. Deborah Patterson, Monsanto Fund President, said the program was launched in 2010 and has resulted in investments of more than $3 million in local communities across the country during 2011. Patterson said they're sponsoring the program again because they care deeply about rural communities.
They are the heart of America, and we want to help farmers to grow their local community.
Patterson said there are some requirements that need to be met before farmers can qualify for the program.
You have to be 21 years of older, be actively engaged in farming, a minimum of 250 acres of corn or soybeans, or 40 acres of vegetables.
She says there's no purchase required. The application process began August the 1st and will continue until November the 30th. Applications can be completed online at www.growcommunities.com or by calling 1-877-267-3332. This year, nearly $250,000 is available for disbursement in Iowa to all 501c3 nonprofit organizations, unit of local governments, such as fire departments, libraries, and schools. Farmers in each of Iowa's 99 counties are eligible for the program, and the winners will be randomly selected by a third party and announced in January of 2012.
Once a farmer has won, they will tell us what organization they'd like to be the recipient of the funds. And so then we'll go through the process of notifying those organizations.
In addition, for every farmer that enters the contest, Monsanto will donate $1 to their local United Way chapters. So far, over 1,700 farmers have signed up for the current contest period. Patterson says since the program began in 2010, the three top recipients of cash awards have been FFA, 4-H, and fire departments. She says the farmers themselves don't get a prize, but they do get a sense of pride in knowing that they're helping out their communities.
I think it's the feel-good of being able to do something positive in your community. You know, for most rural communities, there's a lot of neighbors helping neighbors, so I think it builds upon that value.
Among the local nonprofit organizations selected in 2010 by winning area farmers to receive a portion of the funds provided by the America's Farmers Grow Communities program was the Messina, Audubon, Brayton, Greenfield, and Shelby Fire Departments, the Shelby County Fair Board, and the Coon Rapids Bayard FFA. Those organizations received their awards this past spring. KJAN News Time is 7:14.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Master Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic, 243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your AC inspection today for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. In our funeral announcement, 64-year-old Axel Andreessen of West Des Moines and formerly of Menlo died Sunday. A funeral service tribute for Axel Andreessen will be today at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. 28-year-old Stephen Lavis II of Des Moines and formerly of Guthrie Center died August the 4th. Funeral services for Stephen Lavis II will be held today at 1 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. 79-year-old Stan Ewalt of Manning died Monday. Funeral services for Stan Ewalt will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. 21-year-old Kayleen Amos of rural Cumberland died Tuesday. Funeral services for Kayleen Amos will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. And 81-year-old Lillian Hunt of rural Elliott died Saturday. A celebration of life service for Lillian Hunt will be held August 26th at 11 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Red Oak. Nelson Boylan, Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak, has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.